Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Allowed our busyness to rather become a reason why we are unable to do anything. We are rising above excuses, rising above difficulties, rising above challenges. And we are entering into the purpose and the plan you have for us. Let your will be done, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Let's welcome Mary to bless us with a song.
To hear his gentle voice, for guidance and direction, where to go. I open up mine eyes to know the perfect will of God. His will is what I need, his perfect will. As I spend so many hours in the presence of the Lord, I come down and begun to hear his voice. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will at the crossroads of my life. No other voice compares to yours. Is the sweetest song my heart has ever heard. The lovely voice of God. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. The words he spoke to me, they were spirit, they were life. The visions and dreams, oh, how they turned my life around and brought direction for my ministry. As I rose up from my knees, there was a mantle now on me. I found grace for mighty works, and I will never, never be the same. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice, your revealing the mysteries of your will As the cross was of my life, no other voice compares to yours. Is the sweetest song my heart has ever heard. The lovely voice of God. The lovely voice of God. Your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the cross was all my life. No other voice compares to yours. Is the sweetest song my heart has ever heard. The lovely voice of God. Oh, 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 the lovely voice of God. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh. I don't wanna be you don't want to be. Am I good for nothing? Have I lost my usefulness? I don't want to be good for nothing. I don't want to lose my saltiness. Oh, oh, ye, oh yeah, ye are the salt of the world. Yeah, if the salt lost its savor, how shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing. Yeah, bad to be cast down and trodden underfoot. What is the point of my life? Yeah, if I don't serve the Lord, if I'm not the salt of the earth. I don't wanna be good for nothing. Oh no, I don't wanna be. Don't want to be good for nothing, no, no. Oh, oh. If I do not preach the word, yeah, and tell the world about Jesus, then why did God save me? I wanna build the church, yeah. I want to serve the Lord. I wanna be on a mission. That is only my reasonable service. I want to serve the Lord. I wanna be a builder. I don't wanna be good for nothing. Don't want to lose. I don't want to be. Don't want to be good for nothing. No, no, no. Oh, oh, yeah. Whoa. Ye are the light of the world. Yeah. You must let your light shine that all men might see, that they may bring glory to God in heaven. They want to see you save. They want to see you building. I don't want to hide my light under the table. I want to serve the Lord. I want to bring glory. I don't want to be good for nothing. I don't want to lose. Don't want to lose. I don't want to be good for nothing. No, I want to be used by you. Oh, 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 yeah. I don't want to be, Lord, I don't want to be good for nothing. I don't want to lose. I don't want to be good for nothing. No, no, no. I don't want to lose. I don't want to be good for nothing. I want to be used to serve the Lord. Whoa, oh, oh. I don't want to be. Do you want to be? No, 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 no. My, I don't want to be, I don't want to be good for nothing. No, 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 no. I don't want to lose. I don't want to be good for nothing. Lord, I want to be used by you, used by you. Used by you.
Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Well, we have just a short time to be here. We'll go and sleep. And then I'm believing God we can start tomorrow morning, maybe around 8 o'clock. 7 or 8. Right. 8 will be fine. So I want to just share with you just 5 ways you can pray effectively. I want you to listen to that 7-hour session more than 7 times. Listen to it once again. Process it till you are convinced that your barrenness and the useless state you are in now is not because you don't read your Bible, but it is because prayer hasn't become an important part. In fact, prayer hasn't become the ministry to you. You must. You see, it's not something you hear from outside. you must actually convince yourself. Something must happen to you in the inside. Yeah. You see how you are a pastor? You see how you are sitting here, Pastor Edwin? Not you. Not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this man sitting here. For him to be sitting here, let's say he has come for this camp without a Bible or a notebook. Even like, you imagine that he's smoking here. He's sitting here and he's smoking. Or he's high. As he's sitting here, he's high. For him to be sitting here, you should believe it that something has happened inside him. Yeah. What he has been through, if you go through half of what he has been through, you may even commit suicide. I'm telling you. You may commit suicide. I'm using extreme language to tell you that for you to be sitting here, listen carefully. I have never preached like this at a camp before. For you, I'm talking to you now. I want you to believe that something has happened to you inside. For you to say that you will serve God. I mean, among the 48 things you can do in life, you have chosen shepherd to be a shepherd. I mean, you are a reverend. It means you were once a shepherd. You did that for many years. Then somebody, I don't know who, appointed you a pastor. Then another person followed the first person and ordained you as a reverend. Ha. Because the things that should prevent you from sitting here are plenty. And they have unleashed the mightiest might and the mightiest capability. But it has not, those things have not been able to stop you from being a pastor. Paul said, now you are a reverend. I'm telling you in English language. Sometimes, you know, some things happen to us that we don't even know they have happened to us till somebody presses the brakes and stops you and says, tell you, something has happened to you. It's like being offended. You can go on and on and on and on and not know that there's some bitterness in you till one day either the Holy Ghost or somebody with authority. And who wants to speak? Because somebody can know something, but he doesn't want to say anything to you. Always say, hi, your hair is nice. Oh, your dress is beautiful. Oh, nice. Wow. Polka dots. Beautiful. What did you buy it? I want to buy one for my wife. That's all. But he will not tell you the real truth about you. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you that to sit here, young boys and girls, that you want to become shepherds and you have come to sit here. If you have sat here for 7 hours and you have come again to sit here, I'm telling you, listen to me. Something has happened to you. You are convinced something is going on inside your chest. Your chest. Something is going on inside your chest, but you don't know. To want to be a pastor in this day and age, you must be out of your mind. To want to be a pastor among the many things you could be doing with your life. In the same way, that something has happened to you that has made nothing incapable of stopping you in the same way. You and nobody here is there. What I'm talking about, you are not there. Don't think you are there. You must also work yourself up to a certain point where you will be convinced that prayer is the ministry. Until you are at that place, consider yourself a failure, as most of you here are failures. I'm telling you, my diagnosis of you guys on the mountains is that you are pathetic failures. If you haven't made that diagnosis, I, in English language, plain English, easy to understand English, I'm informing you that you are a failure in the ministry. And the reason, I've told you the Supreme Court is PVCI. I'll talk about visitation. And I'll preach about it strongly. I'll teach on counseling. You wait till we get there. And top it up with interactions. But I'm telling you that the ministry is not visitation. It is not counseling. I'm going to talk about interaction. Ministry is not interaction. Ministry is prayer. It is prayer. It's prayer. Your entire spirituality is founded upon prayer. And I'm saying that they're running around. It's not ministry. It's not ministry. You want to be a good preacher? Good preaching is not good English. The good preachers I know don't even speak very good English. Good preaching is not good grammar. Don't mistake preaching for grammar. You can speak English which is grammatically incorrect, but the impact of your ministry is second to none. Nothing is first. You are second to nothing in front of you. That's what you mean by second to none. All these boys who are walking in, there's all these girls who have just come in here, I want to inform that you are just Kubolo boys and area girls until you something warms up here that you have to give your life to prayer. Just pray. Having your quiet time is not ministry. Prayer is ministry. Having your quiet time makes God talk to you. When you pray also, God talks to you. And what God tells you in prayer is more current than what your quiet time tells you in your quiet time. Ministry is prayer. If you have not given yourself to ministry, you have not yet started the ministry. If you have not given yourself to prayer, I should say, you have not yet started the ministry. The people we consider to be doing the ministry are the people who are in prayer. real lady has dressed properly, we say, oh, the dress is nice. Sometimes we look at the shoes or the slippers. We don't usually consider earrings as the main element of your appearance. Is you just accessorize your appearance with an earring. Prayer is the dress you are wearing. It's not an earring. It's not something you can leave behind and still attend the meeting. You don't seem to understand what I'm saying. You can leave visitation behind and still attend the meeting. What? Listen to me. I'm saying that you must work yourself to the place where prayer becomes the mainstay. You are constantly praying. Always pray. Isn't it interesting that the Bible doesn't talk about read your Bible without ceasing? No, it's wonderful. Read your Bible without ceasing. Sing without ceasing. I sing ceaselessly. But the Bible says, pray. 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 It is possible that I am failing to make the point. But this is the best I can do to make the point, that work yourself to the place where you will convince yourself that prayer is the ministry. The next major step you must take to occupy the next level in ministry above you is going to come through prayer or through your post-prayer ruminations. Post-prayer ruminations. That is, after you have prayed, you soaked yourself in prayer. Even your thinking, your thoughts. The main thing, is prayer. I'm saying again, sir, you are a theologian. There is nowhere in the Bible you are told to read the Bible without ceasing. Worship. But we will give ourselves to worship continually. But there is a place in the Bible where you are asked to pray. Now, anything you are supposed to do without ceasing must be a life giver. Anything you are supposed to do non-stop. I was told by Derek Prince the other day that Charles Finney, is it? I think it's Charles Finney. He never prayed more than 30 minutes. The great revivalist. He never prayed more than 30 minutes. But he never prayed beyond a 30-minute interval.
Wow.
All his life, he was in prayer. The maximum break he took in life was 30 minutes. That was his version of prayer without ceasing. And he made his mark. Others also, like that Welsh guy, I forget his name, prayed for hours on end. Hours. Whatever your interpretation of prayer without ceasing, I'm saying that in life there are activities we carry out to live. I'm saying to you that tomorrow you are going to hear me teach you about on visitation. Expect it. Expect a teaching on teaching. Expect a teaching on interaction. I'm saying that none of these three things that are ahead of us is ministry. But prayer is ministry. If you want to do ministry, the meaning is that you want to do prayer. Because without prayer, your words are just mere English grammar. Speaking means nothing. I'm going to teach you how to teach. But remember that I will not be talking about prayer when I'm talking about visitation. I will not be talking about prayer when I'm talking about counseling. I will not be talking about prayer when I'm teaching about interaction. But you need to assume, because it is assumed that you know that without prayer, your interaction will lead to your fornication.
Without prayer.
I will actually prefer you do not interact. I will actually prefer you do not visit. Even though we have just read the scripture saying that God says that because you didn't visit, you have scattered the sheep. I, Edwin, Morgan, K, Ogo, will tell you that do not visit if you are not a prayerful person. Because you will visit somebody. That visit can scandalize and scar your ministry for the rest of your life, if not your life. I'll take it again. God willing, tomorrow morning, I'll teach you on visitation. I will not talk about prayer. But I want us to agree that as I'm teaching you, my assumption is that you understand that the bedrock of your visitation ought to be prayer. If you don't pray, don't visit, because the greatest evils in ministry have come from visitation. Some of the greatest evils I've seen in my life have come when I took my petrol to visit people. There are places I have visited. I will never go there again. Never. If I live for 200 years. There are some houses. Me. If I am ever in that house, it may be because there is a housewarming. Or some people have gathered there with food. And there are 100 people there. But I will leave my house to visit you. I will leave my house to visit you. But there are some houses. I will never step there till I die after 200 years because of what I've seen. If you don't pray, don't visit. Don't visit. That's why I'm saying that. See, the same way something has, I don't know what happened to you, what you ate, who told you what. I don't know, something must have happened to you. I mean, you were just in a session which lasted for 7 hours. You've gone to walk about. You have come back here. Something is happening to your chest. Something is happening inside you. You somehow, I sense you are convinced that you must serve God. In the same way, I am praying that you will be convinced that until you have begun a lifestyle of praying, you've not begun the ministry. You've not begun the ministry. Because the ministry, I'm saying it again, that it's only one thing the Bible has told us to do without season. And anything you must do without season must be a life giver. We eat to live. We sleep to live. We work to live. We do many things to live. Without eating, you will die. Without eating, you die. There's something people do, they call it hunger strike. It is to death. They starve themselves till they die. Sometimes people find them, but they can't resuscitate them. You are dying. So it's important to eat. But eating is not in the same category as breathing. You stop breathing. You have stopped. Somebody was asked, was it Oswald J. Smith? One of these fathers. He was asked that, sir, I think I must have copied it somewhere. He said, sir, which is important? Prayer or studying the word? And his response was that, I will tell you which is important if you also answer my question. Which is important, breathing in or breathing out? Which is more important? If you choose one, I'll also choose one. Anybody sitting here who doesn't have as a lifestyle a habit of prayer has not yet started the ministry. And that is the reason why you are a failure. When you stop breathing, you have stopped living. When you stop eating, you have not stopped living. It will take some time before you stop living. But when the only thing that is necessary for your current living is breathing. Because you must do it without season. So if you are told to do something without season, the meaning is that that thing is your source of life. And I'm praying that I'm not deceiving myself that teaching you means it has entered you. My prayer rather is that you will undergo a process at the end of which you will come to a place to become a woman of prayer. A woman of, if you can pray as a lifestyle, you will hear wonderful things about your life you have not heard before. Your life is the way it is because of something you don't know. You are in this condition because you don't pray. You don't pray. But centers are collapsing because there's no prayer. Sometimes even the head pastor himself doesn't pray. So the entire system he oversees is bankrupt of new ideas. If the Pediatric Council can get only 5 people in this hall to become men or women of prayer, a revival will blaze through the churches on the mountains. A revival. A revival. A revival. Until that revival happens on these mountains, I want to inform you that you are considered to be dead churches. Dead pastors. Dead churches. With dead ministries. That's why I want to just give you 5 ways. I hope it helps you. And I'm not deceiving myself that the words you are hearing from me are the words that must change you. The words you are hearing from me should be the raw material the Holy Spirit will process to leave something inside you. Always. Anything you do is done because something happened inside you. And Satan having put inside Judas. Luke 22. All the things Judas did, he did it because something happened inside him. All the things Jesus did, he did because something happened inside him. At Jordan, something happened inside him. Something happened inside Paul. John Wesley said, when he met the guys on the ship going to England, something warmed up inside him. He said his heart was warmed. That thing is what produced the Methodist Church. Something must happen to you. It's not just sitting. This is a lecture. This is a public lecture. What you are having here is a public lecture. The power in it that will come to change you is power that will come to meet power in you. If there's nothing in you, that is why wisdom profits the wise. Power benefits the one who has power. You are just a mess on the mountains here. Some of you pastors must be born again. You've lost your salvation. Don't listen to these madmen who are speaking on Facebook that there's nothing like losing your salvation. They are mental patients. A mental patient with a camera and a group of mental patients who will sit down to hear you. You can lose your salvation. What am I talking about? And some of you must give your life to Christ again. You've lost it. You've been dead for too long to be revived by a camp. Wake up. I'm even thinking that tomorrow morning we should start the meeting at 7 o'clock in the gardens. Go and sit somewhere and talk to God and come and sit here. Let me talk to you. There is very little hope for you. Very little hope. Where you are now is difficult to salvage. What is left is very bad. Very, very bad. The coldness in the churches on the mountains is of monumental proportions. A revival must break through on the mountains here. And that revival will not come from Bible studies. It will come from prayer. Men and women rising up to know, rising up with the conviction that except you knock on heaven's door, the churches are dead. They are just buildings littered. Soon they may become the dwelling place of foxes and goats. There will be nothing in the churches. You can get up. Turn around. Is there people here? If they are 100, only about 10 of them are actively working in their churches. It's just people they have called to come and sit here to deceive that they are shepherds or they are whatever it is. More than half of the people sitting here have not read their Bibles in the past 2 weeks on their own. Half. You can sit down. I'm too sharp to miss things. Very, very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. I smell my environment like a snake. If you go to any wildlife reservation, one of the things you will see, you will not miss it anywhere in the world, from South America to Africa, I'm not sure of England or Europe. If any wildlife, what you will find is that the wilder beasts are always with the zebras, always together. Once a while, you find zebras alone. Most of the time, wildebeests are with zebras. And the reason is that the zebras, they sense things. They sense evil. They sense things. They smell, the sense of smell and the sense, their perception is very, very acute. In fact, the stripes on the zebra actually sense temperatures, temperature changes. Then the wildebeests also see very far, which the zebras can't see. So they are all together, because what you can't see, I can see. What you can't hear, I can hear. So together, I use your eyes, you use my ears. That's how they have survived. I can smell you as I stand here. I'm not a fool. I'm saying that. Which is, you see, this is one of the blessings of ministry, that through the ministry, you develop some capacities that end up becoming beneficial to your personal private life. And I'm believing God that as you sit here, something will happen to you that will make you into a boy of prayer, a girl of prayer. Prayer, not chasing prophets to pray for you. Prayer will become the foundation upon which you build, upon which you place the other building blocks of ministry. The first way to pray effectively is to pray strategic Bible prayers. There are certain prayers in the Bible. If you want to pray well, get up from there. Just get up from there. No, not you, sir. Some of you have sat in front of pastors who have preached to you, and they don't see. They can't perceive anything. Not me. I pick you before you even begin your things. Move from where you are. Just go to the back there somewhere. She's not spiritual. She has no perception. She has no even sense of danger. No sense of danger. She's like a baby. This girl there, she's like a baby who is just always bathed and dressed and fed. She has no sense of direction. She's just there, unspiritual. If you want to pray well, sir, the years you have left to live, if you want to use it like I want to use it to pray, then learn to pray Bible prayers. You see, turn your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 17. Verse 23. I'm going to show you some two or three scriptures. Therefore, now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever. And do as thou hast said. So one of the sources of power for prayer is when you discover something God has said. And you will lift it off the pages of the word of God and make it your prayer. Do as thou hast said. Jeremiah. I'm showing you, this number one, the first way to pray effectively is to pray with the scriptures. Lift them, literally lift the scriptures from the pages of the Bible. We call them strategic Bible prayers. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 12. Oh, Jesus, talk to us. Convert my words into convictions. Convert my words into convictions. Without the convictions, this is just a public lecture. And it's not my fault. There's something lacking in you that makes it incapable. Even God, He is always speaking. You are the one who is not always hearing. The Spirit is always speaking. You know your work you are doing? Your work as a carpenter, as a driver, your marriage, your wife, your husband, your ministry. Ha! You are the one, you are too busy to hear what God is saying. But He's speaking. Think of it. That when a hair strand on your head falls down, an alarm goes off in heaven. No, think about it. Even if it's a wig you are wearing, once you buy it with your money, it becomes your hair. And if one strand falls, as soon as it hits the ground, an alarm goes off. Not one hair on your head falls down without your heavenly Father knowing that something has happened to Francis. How much more will He not be concerned about your sowing business? You don't have time to sit down and listen to Him. So the disasters in your life are not because there's a devil disturbing you. You are too busy to hear. The Spirit speaks expressly. That is, the Spirit speaks clearly. I learned this in Collegono. This is over 20 years ago, Bishop taught us. He said he heard Kenneth Hagin say that the difference between pastors is not in their educational background or their financial or their bank balance. The difference between this pastor and this pastor, the difference between you and I, it's not age. It is in our ability to hear the Spirit of God, the art of hearing. That is what has separated me from you. It's not money. I don't have money. If it is height, you are taller than me. Why are you not where I am? It's not because I was born earlier than you were born. No. No. It has never been because of age. Kai. You don't want to spend yourself to hear the voice, to buy into the coats of the divine, the coats of the divine. They are divine coats. Until you are ready to pick the signals. Because a code, even the dictionary says, a code is a system of signals. A system of instructions. It's a system. Things which are put together, they form a code. So your capacity to pick the signals, to pick the instructions. If I pick three and you have picked only one, I'll be ahead of you. The differences have nothing to do with age or handsomeness or beauty or money. She is unemployed and you are employed. That does not account for the differences. It is your ability to hear. Once I hear something you have not heard, I've gone ahead of you. We are Bacenta leaders. Once you hear something I have not heard, you are heard. It even gets worse when you have the capacity to practice what you have heard. Then that one takes you far. We are all pastors. You have a church, I have a church. The book is there. Is it mega church? Is it church growth? Is it double mega missionary? Is it transform? The books are there. Why am I doing the things I am doing in my church and you are not doing it? When both of us don't receive text messages from Bishop Dagiwood Mills, I mean, how do I get to know this and that and let's do this? And you don't seem to hear what is, you don't seem to get to know. Why don't you hear and I hear? When both of us have got rashes inside our thighs, we all had diarrhea 2 days ago. Both of us are not well. We are all human beings. How did I come by what I want us to do as a council? No, I'm asking a question in English. I mean, we both don't live with God. We are not his neighbors. Like he's in 114/8A and we are in 114/7A. We don't live near God. So how do I know the things I know? And why don't you know the things? What to do? For this he said to prove them. For he himself, you are going to learn soon. A great while before day, he was up. Wake up. He was up. I said, the differences, it's not because you are a girl. And in fact, ideally, you should be hearing more than that. Because women are more sensitive to the spirit. Always, not always, but most of the time, it is the woman who heard when the men heard nothing. I perceive that this man is a prophet. The man was eating kinky. No, sir. This man who comes here, I feel that he's a man of God. The man couldn't sense it. It's the woman who saw Christ. In fact, the men were there. They couldn't pick anything. The woman, Rabboni, Christ. It's you. I've seen you. Ideally, in the ministry we have been doing for the past few decades, you should have been ahead of me. A woman, you don't know a woman. Fast. Sharp. A woman. How is it possible that they can quarrel without speaking to each other? Like as you are in this camp, some ladies are quarreling actively, but you won't know they are quarreling. How do they do it? Bluetooth. You see, as she comes to pass to sit down, the man is looking at her buttocks. The man looks at the shape. This girl is fine. The woman isn't looking at her bottle. She looks at how she moved her shoulder when she passed. She has already picked that this girl is picking a quarrel with me. They are like mad women, but they're not mad. So how is it that I know something and you don't know? I'm asking a question in English. I'm asking a question. We are talking ministry. I posted something. I was in Uganda. And I posted something on the pages. On your pages, I posted. Something about mending your nets. Sorry.
Casting and mending.
I posted. Oh, wow, what a revelation. This is powerful. Wow, this is the. Wow. It was only one lady pastor in Kampala. She sent me a text. I was in Kenya. And she sent a text to ask me, but what really does it mean to mend? If you say mending your nets, what does it mean? When you were saying, wow, what a word, it's powerful, and so on. Yes. So the same message has been sent to everybody. How does one process it? There must be a supernatural engine. As soon as she asked the question, I was lying in bed. The things I wrote, I couldn't believe that they were in me. I sent her an answer. It was like a book. The next day I said, let me post it on the pastor's pages. And the Holy Spirit told me, don't do it. They're not interested. They're not interested. It won't help them. And now, as I stand here in front of you, I understand why. Very fantastic revelations. Insights into what it means to mend your nets. Beautiful. Cracker. So they're not interested. They're not interested. They're not at that level at all. So I sent the answer to the girl, the lady pastor. I could have posted it on all the different pages. Say no. Because if you are not looking for something and it is given to you, you will use it to clean yourself after going to the toilet. It's not meaningful to you. The only thing you value is what you are looking for. The only thing you rejoice over when you find is what you are looking for. So the woman who lost her coin, when she found the coin, there was a party. There's no party in your church. You are not in any group that shares revelations. You don't have any friend. You are not on any page. The pages you are on is just well-noted pages. Useless. I'm saying that you are not in any, in Nigeria, they say you are not in any search. You are not searching for anything. You have time to braid your hair and put elastic band on it. Is this a girl? Is this a girl we are looking at? Is it a normal boy? Do you have testicles? In this time and age where we are praying, we are into the ministry, evangelism, we are trying to build our bus centers, our churches are not working, we are to find how to build that, how to grow from 3 to 5, how do I bus, where do I get money to buy? You have time to braid your head. Now you have added elastic band. So Somebody's got to be Wazim. Sit down, I'm talking. This is not preaching. Somebody saw a pastor preaching, but it is preaching. He's just talking. Yes, now I'm just talking. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. If you want to pray well, and baby, you got to pray. You got to pray, because it's in prayer you also get to hear the voice, the lovely voice of God. The lovely voice of God. If you don't pray, you'll be left with ideas, human tricks, and the reflexes of your natural systems. Subject to corruption, subject to tiredness, subject to misinterpretation, subject to fogginess, subject to misconceptions. You are just left with human reflexes. You got to pray. Because one voice from God, one word from God, one sentence from God can let you reclaim lands you have lost. Strategic Bible Press. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, thou hast well seen, Sukatukaka. For I will hasten my word to perform. To what? To perform. But before the word God hastens to perform is the word you have seen. That's what I said. Thou hast well seen. For I will hasten unto my word to perform. If you can't see, the Bible is there. The Bible is there. Everybody has it. Why is someone using the same Bible to build a church of 50,000 members? And somebody can't use the same Bible to build a church of 100 members? The same word. But if you don't see it, if you don't see the point, if you don't see the revelation, if you don't see that scripture, if you don't see the easy to read version of that scripture, if you don't see the New Living Translation of that verse, if you don't see it, it won't be hastened. There'll be no performance. After this camp, the mountains, churches, will never be the same again. What are some of these verses? Ephesians 1. It's a prayer. You see, another thing is that because you are not prayerful, you don't even come across scriptures that are used for prayer. Verse 16 says, I cease not to give thanks. In fact, let's do verse 15. Wherefore, after I heard of your faith, I heard that you are now believing in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:15. Verse 16. Once, since I heard it, and you are not just hearing. Paul heard. Paul did what?
He heard.
And you and your wife are sharing the same Apollo. It's a good sign. No. There are husbands and wives who don't sleep on the same bed. But it's a good sign. It shows that you sleep on the same bed. And you do more than sleeping. It's a good sign. Watch it. Paul, I don't know where he was. This is what? Ephesians. I don't know where he was. I don't know. Let me not guess. He could have been anywhere. Thessalonica, Philippi, anywhere. Rome. But he wrote the letter to the church that was in Ephesus. He said, I was somewhere. Let's say he was in Philippi. I was in Philippi and I heard that you were born again. I heard of your faith. That's why I'm writing this. You, pastor, you don't hear. You see them getting born again. You see them. You preached and they came forward. It still doesn't trigger any emergency alarm system. Anybody who doesn't get the first session, that 7-hour session. I've never heard anything like that before since I was born. After I heard of your faith in Christ, look at it. I cease not to give thanks, making mention. If you don't see me as a fool, if you don't see me as an idiot speaking to you, if you have any a little respect for the little grace I carry that has built a 50-member church in my lifetime, if you have any little respect for me, I will say that you should institute a making mention prayer meetings once in a week for all shepherds to gather and have names of converts. The next week, names of members. The next week, names of leaders. The next week, names of trainees. The next week, names of potential members. The next time, names of activities. If you have any respect for me. But I know you don't respect me, so it's not a problem. But if you had any respect for me, I'd have said to you that once a week, institute, let your members fast during the day. And in the evening, there's a flyer that we are attending making mention prayer meeting. For 3 hours, 7 to 10, we are in the church, we are praying. All of us in the Kropon. All of us in Dewu. All of us in Aseseso. We are in the church praying. Making mention. But I know you have no respect for such things. You are going to continue in your old ways. Because what is meant to destroy you is stronger than your resolve to overcome it. What church are you pastoring? USA. Kubiase. I cease not. Sir, can you imagine that in your church, prayer meetings were held to pray for new converts by name? I told you in the earlier session, one of the things Satan doesn't do, he doesn't know. What is it? What is it that Satan doesn't do?
He doesn't open the house of his prisoners. He doesn't even have the keys.
He doesn't open. He is sitting in your... The convert who came last week and has come again is still his captive. If you have not broken the door, don't assume that he has been released. Even if it takes 2 years. I can mention names of people. After 3 years, they went back to exactly where they were in the worst form. I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. But I can understand why you cannot pray such a prayer, because you yourself are not walking in the revelation of the knowledge of him. There's nothing like light in your life. How on earth can you pray for someone to have something you yourself don't even know exists? That's why the Bible says, as the priest, so the people. As the priest, so the people. Then you dare talk about Anglican church that is a dead church. You idiot. You imbecile. You dare to call the Catholic Church a fallen church. When they are having two services in the morning, one in the evening, every day, morning, Friday, Monday to Saturday, they are in the church having mass. You are a pastor. After mass, they go about visiting members, administering communion. You call yourself a pastor. You can't even have one church service in the morning apart from Sunday that people normally go to church. You have no power to generate a centripetal force that pulls people from their homes into your church building on Tuesday morning, on Wednesday morning, on Friday. You don't have any power. An Anglican priest wearing a cassock, he stands there and he waves a wafer. They are sitting there coming to eat wafer at 6 a.m. You don't have any power. You are sleeping at 6 a.m. You dare to call somebody backslidden. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, Father, light up their eyes of understanding. Open their eyes. Ikaria bada baba. Lord, I pray for Emilia. Kariandozi Mayanda. Open your eyes. Let you understand your will. It is called making mention. You have just mentioned Emilia. Ikarianda la bada baba. Inanda boka shakata. Lambra kapa. So that any cape, any veil, any scales on the eyes of Emilia, Satan is that. Nobody knows him to be somebody who removes scales from eyes or unveils. His work is to darken your understanding. If your member will have light in their understanding, it will only happen because you prayed and mentioned the person's name to pray. And it is that prayer that makes your prayer effectual. James 5:16. If you are sitting here and there is no system in your pastoral interventions where you gather names with people and you are walking up and down, as he's mentioning Emilia, you are mentioning Jessica, you are mentioning Mami Sewa, you are mentioning Priscilla, you are mentioning Francis, and there's nothing like that in your church, you call yourself a pastor, you are a failure. The person who appointed you that didn't know what he was doing. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope. Father, birth a new hope in Frank's life. Birth a new hope in Mami Sewa's life. Ikariada bazataba. Hope, Lord. Hope, Lord. You pray 30 minutes, then you switch to another person. Oscar. Kayada bagada bagada gabada 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 gabada. You are sitting here telling me you are surprised that from January to till date, your church has had 78 new converts. Not even one is in the church. And you are telling me that you are surprised. I am surprised that you are surprised. And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Lord, let your mighty power work in the life of Ebenezer Ofori. Kayatuka, power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. As you are praying, Ebenezer is sitting on a bridge with a girl. intending to rape her at 7 p.m. But as you are power, Lord, suddenly he feels this arm. He's not interested again. He wants to get up here. He's not comfortable. He doesn't know. Me, pa, there's a girl here. I can't make a move. What he doesn't know is that his shepherd is opening the doors. It's breaking the doors. The shepherd is releasing him from captivity. His shepherd is engaging supernatural powers. Mighty power, Lord. Mighty power, Lord. You don't do that. And you are telling me you are surprised that new converts don't stay in the church. Another important prayer is found in Ephesians 3:15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Lord, as Ama Ofosu belongs to an earthly family, I push her into the heavenly family. I push her to join the heavenly family. Cause her to be interested in the spiritual family. You are surprised your members don't come to church every Sunday. When was the last time you prayed? You devil. Sixteen, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Father, strengthen them. Father, strengthen this week's converts. Maduri makasundi baya. Aliatos. Aramayada. Strengthen, Lord, with strength. Strengthen them with strength. Strengthen them with your might. Atamakatoba. Ati patiba. No. There is no new convert who has enjoyed even a minute of prayer of the church he entered in to be born again. The words I want to use to describe you, they are not favorable words. They are not right. It's not right for a fellow human being to use those words to describe his fellow human being. That's why I will not use them. But they are in my head. Shatakabata. Kayadaba. You hear I'm coming for a camp. We're going to collect rascals to come and sit here. Where are your shepherds? Your real shepherds. You don't even have them. The people who stood up when you did the call, recall, they are not real shepherds. Where are your shepherds? Where are they? It's not that you have them and they didn't come. You don't. You are just. It's just a church in the community that people just enter. You don't have any system. Yes, yours is not even an inferior code. There's no code. Oh, they didn't come. Is there, the shepherds, I don't know why this day. You don't even have them. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You are sitting in your chair. Sometimes you don't meet in the church. Everybody is at home from 7 to 8:30 making mention prayers. Ayakata, ayakata, ayakata. You post on the page. Ikara baba PM, mayando ni baka, iriabada, ariabada, ariabada. The last prayer is a prayer for yourselves to visit them. Don't you think when you arrive there, you would have arrived with a certain power, a certain momentum? Don't you think that you would have something to dislodge the dregs of sin and wickedness lying in your lives? Have you done what I'm saying before? It's beautiful. 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Father, Let Christ dwell in their hearts by faith. Ikatuma, akariaba, akariaba, zandoni, Christ in their hearts. Lord, Christ, Christ, dwell. Jesus, dwell. Adi kaborianda, kandala mazata, imbra baba. I pray for Barbara, Lord. Let Jesus dwell. Christ, dwell. Christ, dwell. In taliba, in taliabo. I'm sure you are saying that, but this man, what is wrong with him? Is he normal? Why is he brought us here? He's coming to speak in tongues in front of me. What is that? Because I won't say it. Verse 19. Oh, sorry. 18. In verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, Father, cause Francisca to be rooted and grounded in love. Andaraba, andaraba, koshati makarababa. That you move to verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all the saints. With all the saints. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. May AC not be isolated. May she be in the company of saints, not in the company of unbelievers. Lord, I pray that she will company with all the saints, understand with all the saints. I pray that she will have a desire to have friends with believers, to have friends, to make friends who are spiritual. You don't have Apollo, but your eyes are red. Yes. You can't sit up to hear, because the dullness that is weighing on you is heavier than the capacity to rise. That's what the hymn writer said. Give me the wings of faith to rise. You need to rise. You cannot rise. Because the truth is that you have no power. You are light. That he may be able to comprehend with. A lot of things, you don't understand them alone. You understand them with the saints. You and I together, we understand. Yes. That's why we are the body of Christ. No single person is the body of Christ. That's why Paul said, we have the mind. Look at this. Look at this. You have not joined. If you are sitting here, you claim you are a shepherd. You are not in any group that discusses verses. There's nobody in your life that you talk scriptures, who advises you, who says this is wrong. No, no, no. You are just, the church part of your life is just some 1%. This place you are here, is somebody who gave you money to come and sit here. You have been bust here. Somebody gave you money to come and sit here. Is there? I learned this about 28 years ago. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. I learned close to 30 years ago, I learned that nobody does well who is alone. You will never do well when you are alone. I learned it long. It's close to 30 years. Since that time, I've always belonged to some three people, some group where I share my idea. What do you think? In fact, those groups, I form them. So if you belong to my group, you can also form your group. He said, who has known the mind of Christ? Who? Which bishop? Which founder? For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We. The mind of Christ is known by we, not eye. Wake up. You are a pastor. Apart from the pastor's page that you are on, can you show me a WhatsApp page that you are on with some three friends? Ministry page. You discuss ministry. I'm doing outreach. He sends us pictures. You send your pictures. We are. Can you show me on your phone a page? WhatsApp page. You and four people. That's why we are praying. That he may be able to comprehend. Lord, let Barbara be able to comprehend. You understand with all the saints, because it is plural. Understanding God's will, it has a form of plurality. Being alone is dangerous. That's why I say that you may understand with all the saints. But we have the mind of Christ. There is nothing like I have the mind of Christ. We, you know a little, I know a little, she knows a little, we put it together. Then the mind of Christ has been best in our church, in our ministry. We have the mind of Christ. It's a prayer. That's why, can't you see that you are failing and falling fast? You are careening down a ravine. That's not how you were before. I've known you. You can't produce a page where you are on with not five pastors in your church or your shepherd. Like some guys. Because prostitutes are on a WhatsApp page. Sakawa boys are on a WhatsApp page. Where's your WhatsApp page? You say you are doing something. Where are the we? You and who? We are ending soon. Number two. Five ways to pray effectively. Number two, pray fervently. Praying fervently is one of the conditions for effective prayer. Effective. Remember that what I'm sharing tonight is founded on James 5:16. We saw it the last thing we saw. James 5:16. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Maketh mighty power available. Mighty power in its workings. The power to do ministry is from a certain type of prayer. Now, the first one is lifting scriptures. Strategic Bible verses. You will lift it. And it becomes a prayer. Because Paul prayed it. You also can pray it. Strategic. Now, number two is praying fervently. When we say praying fervently, look at what it means. It means passionate, enthusiastic, zealous, fanatical, impassioned, keen, avid, burning, ardent, and eager. Yagudaga. If someone is watching you pray, he should be able to describe your prayer with one of these words. If somebody watching you pray doesn't use these words, zealous, fanatical, passionate, impassioned, keen, burning, eager, ardent. If somebody watching you pray doesn't use these words to describe your prayer, it means you are not praying fervently. And it is effectual and fervent. Prayer of the righteous that avails much. Yakada baba baba, la brosima, yadika baba. So if you pray for 5 hours, it's not all the 5 hours of prayer that are effectual. that have mighty power in their workings. You can pray for 5 hours, but only 15 minutes of the 5 hours. That we can say, that we can use. At a certain time, you stood up. This type of sitting down. There's a time you can pray. It's just to charge your engine. It's just, building up yourself. It's yourself. You are charging. You are building yourself. But pastor, you want Rita to come out from the boyfriend's room. My goodness. It's not. Adakaya. Ayayaya. Etaya. Adwada. Itaya. Come out. Imandola. Adiadaba. Now. The length of the time you pray like that. If we piece it together, if we splice out the fervent moment of your prayer and we piece it together, that is really your effective prayer. You ask yourself, can someone use these words I've read to describe what I'm doing now? Adia makata. Is it ardent? Is it burning? Is it passionate? Is it impassionate? If it is, then it is fervent. That will avail man. That will have generate mighty power. That's prayer. The prayer that makes things happen should be fervent. Learn it. It's not every prayer you just sit down as if you are sipping tea. Oh yes, that most you are on a train, you are on a plane, you are sitting down with somebody. Somebody is resting. You are in business class. You are in economy or first class. Then you are there. Ayaya in dayabadua. They will throw you out of the plane. Emergency landing. There's a madman here. Ayaya in Dwala Bada. Hey Tabababa. Even Muslims on their own, they do Allah. But if they are at an airport or they are on a plane and they are praying, they are quiet. You are in a plane, you are flying 7 hours. You are there. Because the engines are pairing anyway. No, Ekata, Ayada. The person by you looks at your face. Look at the face. So I'm supporting you. There is a time we pray. You said that you are tired, but you have to pray. But that's, don't let that be your only mode of prayer. No. The Bible. Was it Hebrews who talks about Christ in the days of his passion? He prayed with loud cries, shouting, this Christ, loud cries. There are times your neighbors must hear you in the house shouting with loud cries. The pastor is praying there. Because people have sex and we hear them.
Oh, yes.
We hear them. So why can't I be in my ayayayayayayayayayaya in dada baya da in dada baya adiamaba aya 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 andaya itaria ba sunderia ba andaria andaria ba ayabo 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 intake abasa itariada 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 itandivibosa ay kadi kadi bandoria da ya ya ya. The one you are tired. It is the fervent portions of your prayer. When we piece them together, that is your prayer you have prayed. Number three, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. If you have any respect for me, which I don't think you have, but if you had a little respect for me, I would have advised you that sometimes gather your church members to just meet for 4 hours. Tongues. Then we start in pie ball. There's no prayer topic. We are just praying in tongues and we are going home. Ayaya. So as you are, you may be dancing, you may be trotting. Sometimes when you are praying, you are boxing. Tongues, because ministry is a mystery. Life is a mystery. You cannot. It's important to pray with your understanding. It's important because you are seeing that the girl is following a weed smoker. What you are seeing, pray with your understanding. Lord, I break this relationship between Mame Sewa and this weed smoker. It is there, but 90% of life, because what you are seeing, sometimes it's not even what you are seeing. Isaiah 60 said, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. So we are in darkness. But I can see you right now. I mean, you are one of the girls who has stood up most. It shows that you are, there's something in you that picks the word I'm preaching. It's beautiful. That's what I see. There may be some shocking dimensions of your life I will never know. That's what the Bible says, that the anointed one, when the presence of God is there, you don't look at things with the sun. The source of your light will not be the sun. Another light shines on things. So it's, this girl, she has depression sometimes. This girl is struggling with her sin. If you are looking at her, you think, she's swipe, text, and what? Block. Uh-huh. Oh, this girl is one of the spiritual girls in the system. She swipes, she blocks. And she'll be far from what you are looking at. That's why if I want to pray for her, it is in my interest to pray in the spirit. Pastor, pray for me that I have a beloved. To have a beloved. What does it take to have a beloved? To be friendly, to smile. He that will have a friend must be friendly. You are not a friendly girl. You can't. Any woman who is married is friendly. It's when they marry, when they get their man, that they become prison wardens. Then they change. No. Mommy, the women are far more than the men. So any woman you meet who has a ring on her finger has something. To get a man to choose you among his 7 options, you must have come on board, especially when your face is not nice. You must have something you brought on board. I shouldn't say it. But when they finish getting the man, then they change. And I'm saying that if somebody is asking me to pray for her to have a beloved, your temptation is to pray that she'll be friendly, she'll learn to open up, she will learn to flow. But it's not true. She's a pretty girl. Look at her face. I see a girl. But the man who must marry her, when he looks at her, he sees a man. And man to man is unjust. There is a spirit has converted her face into a man's face. So when you are praying for her, you don't pray for friendly. You bind the veils. You tear away the veils. You reconfigure her face. And if the Lord doesn't speak to you, you won't know how to pray. That's why, to summarize, if your church is not working, you pray in tongues. If your marriage is not working, you pray in tongues. And not just tongues. There's some tongues, eh? They even make evil spirits come around. It's nice. It's soothing. Hey! Your marriage is spoiling. Ayada! You find a piece of cloth and you tie your waist. Tie it for intra-abdominal pressure. Aya! 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 Itagaba! That is the prayer that... Which woman do you think will say yes to you? You. Which woman in her right mind will say yes to you? Ayaya. After 3 weeks of such a prayer, said the girls are coming. Oh, what's your name?
Abraham.
Abraham, how is it? Oh, can I visit you? I have some chocolate. We learned it that Satan, one of the things he doesn't know how to do is what? To open doors. He doesn't open the house. When he gets you as a prisoner, the doors don't open. Any door that opens must be broken into. May you learn how to pray in tongues. In tongues. Maya duka diga baba. Rabazata bata. Kaitai shai kapa. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a prayer you must pray in tongues. Ya baba, deliver me from evil. Yakuta kaya badagaba. Astwandeka sundaba. When you speak in tongues, you engage the mysterious dimensions of life. Because life has mysteries. I can tell you that what you think it is not what it is. What you are looking at is not. I've been fooled by many people with niceties and joviality and niceness and jokes and pleasantness. No, they are the ones undermining your work. But if you don't speak in tongues, you will not understand. It's at the level of tongues that you begin to receive the mystery codes. The mystery codes. Your son is beginning to like girls. You don't pray in English. Your daughter is beginning to like boys. You don't pray in English. Because what is happening, it's not because she has met a boy. How many girls have not met boys? There is something in the family. It's transgenerational. And like one brother said today, it picks you. It picks you. They pick. It's not only God who chooses. Satan also chooses. Yaka 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 bada. Shuka tuka kaya katisa. Raka sanda bakata. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Anda gaziko bagagiga gagagagagaba gadiga zugadiga bagada gazanda la baba imi katundi ni mazinga
landa ya basata kabaya badabadaba
gadiga
meshe deli anda la basite li anda la bakabada la baba zande mayandele bikapaya anda la basata
your marriage, your ministry, your family, your home, your job, pray in tongues, your ministry, your church, pray in tongues.
Imelebe kapala bayanda la basande lele baba
sizezi
makapale baba lembre melimonde limasata ya bala baba yesete libikapale yando le bakapande yando imelebe sakapana lianda la basanda la baba mandala basanda lele kapaya
iza
yasada la basandi libikapaya mana mandala baba La basata kapa elelebe babalaba mande mandala zendelele bakapali ande inele mikosa tali mandala la basapa la baba makala baba la braza kabala baba ndelele ba
abala ma
masaba daba lebana baba
makandelele
bayandelele kabala ba
atadia
membolobo sapanda la bakapala baba la ba
atadia ayakala
la bandelele baba bazandelele be
atandiri masaba
kapa bandelele be le baba
satam bantakan bantan katam bantan itam badan kantam badan kantam Banta, Antada Banta la Banta la Banta, Isantariga, Santariga, Santariga, Adiada, Abadas, Abadas, Abadas,
Yabalasa, Labaza, Ekapani and Lelebi Capaliane, Indiribi Capa, Librinando la Saba, Malemo, Sandelebe, Malama, Yapalaba, Sedelebe Capalaba. Oye bolo azonelele malabahasa ayani ribia balamasa kapala babale ilo brese talibahani ilimbrihanda lamasata kalibaba lashada labazaba ilabasata lababa ilabazata lababa alesandelele bekaba libiriando lamahasinde iniribia labasanda lababa yabaliba kapalianda lalaba olibaba sata kanelelebe Ilibibe, Libala Sande, Libalabaka, Labande Lelebo, Le Shambada Balaba, Ibilianda Lababa, Mazanda Lalaba Babande Lelebaba, Yakabane Lemosi Antale Libaba, Limrene Limalo, Lemene Malaba, Aye, Leba Shata Libaba, Alaba Labasanda, Alanda Lalabasanda, Ilibe Kabandalia, Libiri Mandola, Basande Lelebe, Mandala baba le pandalia le kapandalia ndala la baba mandele be kwandele libisamba ole baba bolo sandele ba mambandola ba sante kebele limenele lebe kapandele lebe libri mala sandele lebe le bakapalia la bale mama allabo sande inele be kapamba malandoli mamandala la baba mandele be le bamba masandala le bakaba Yamasade, Lebasande, Lebanamasande, Lebekaba, Lembroni Libiandalaba, La Pabazo, Lebalabata, Masatani Mandayande, Masatani Mayande, Masatani Mayande, Masatani Mayande, Lipandaya Baba, Masatalea Kapandaliandalaba, Ibanolo Obo Sapa, Lebinia Kabalabali Baba, Maluaya Latilianda la Balianda, Maliota Lidianda Libia Pande, Blika Pandiribia Labasa Pania, Labada Basata Kabadia, Aliba Lendele Libikepe, Libendele Lianda la Laba, Malaba Zandele Libibabo, Masandi Libia Bakapandaya, Malando Libi Mala, Malando Limirianda, Malando Liamandele, Libanzanda la Labalababa. Makabali babandelele Alambro lolobo zibala, aleba la baba, yasanda la laba, lasanda la laba, yasanda la laba, indelia bakapa, le pandaliande, midam yandelebe, libasa kapaniria, la baza badabala, mazanda la laba, mandala badabadababa, yekemedelebe, mande, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord is telling me there's going to be a revival of the mountains.
Yes.
This camp is sparking a revival on the mountains. Remember your church, your branch, that church. When you enter it on Sunday, it will be a different church. There's always a spark that starts a fire. This camp is a spark. It is not the fire. This camp is a spark. When there's a conflagration, it is always traceable to a spark that sparks it. This camp is a spark. Something has happened to you. Something has happened to you. And it will be even more momentous when you take this message and you listen to it again. It will bomb bridges. Can he walk about with that light? What are you doing? Your only source of vision are just your two eyes. Then you are pitiful. The only thing you use to see are your eyes, and you've gone to an optician to get glasses so you can see well. That's not life. See a river. It's very turbulent. It's like a rapid. It's like a rapid. It's like a rapid. It's flowing fast. But it's not flowing just fast, smoothly. But it's turbulent. And I see it lifting stones and lifting debris and flying things all over. By the time it's over, the place is serene. But there was this stone there. You can't find it again. But this was the problem I was having. This boy has never been helpful. How come he's now suddenly waking up? Who is the singer on the stage? Who is that girl? Oh, she's a member of the choir. She's been here for 2 years. Really? What's her name? Ethel. Really? She's been in this church? Wow. I see dead bones coming to life. Yagada Satan. And as I see them coming to life, like Ezekiel, they are joining. They are joining every bone to its bone. Aya, a new army is rising up in the churches on the mountains. Nanima sunerima, radika suna manda nanama, aramaika idia sudi baza andanama. Don't go home and go and learn how to preach. Don't go home and go and learn how to visit. Go home and learn how to pray. I said tomorrow morning I'll be talking about visitation, but understand it, that it is premised on prayer. It's a new army. But where did they come from? They came from nowhere. Because Isaiah prophesied that, and the nobles shall be of them. That is, out of you, the leaders. I prophesy to you. I said, I prophesy to you. I declare in the name of Jesus that the leaders, the anointed ones, I said the anointed ones. They are rising.
Yes.
And they are coming.
They are coming.
Mayan Dalaba.
In the name of Jesus.
Suni Mayanda.
Receive it.
Libaya. It's Jeremiah actually. He said, and their nobles shall be of themselves. My God. And their governor, Jesus, their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. I will cause him to draw near. I'm surprised at what I'm reading. I've not seen this before. And I will cause him to draw near. Hey! And he shall approach unto me. Ah, what is happening here? For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? My God. And I will cause him. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21. And I will cause him to draw near. God is going to cause you to draw near. I said, I didn't set up this camp. I'm too tired to have a camp. It's God. He set up this camp to set up a spark that will cause you to draw near. Some of you girls are going to be prayer warriors. And from the prayer warrior life, prophetesses, anointings, teachings, church builders. Already I can see that there are logs of wood being replaced and things are shifting from the left.
Oh, yes.
That which was on the left has shifted to the right. My God, there are big boulders of stone that are being moved around. They are being moved about because in the spirit things are shifting. I will cause him to draw near. I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. I don't know what it is going to say, but it says that they will have their own ruler again, and he will come from their own people. I said the people who are going to transform your branch won't come from another church. From the very church you are pastoring,
yes.
The same boys,
yes.
The same girls,
yes.
The same boy on serious area boys, a fire is going to be
fire.
Kaya dazata bayata basata. Yasiatia pataba. It's a prophecy. I'm as sure of this as I'm sure that the sun will rise in the morning. I'm telling you that the leaders will come from your own people,
yes.
And I will invite him to approach to me. Zamakata Limbra Satakaba Kayandi Kayandi B Izaba. New Americans is, and their leader shall be one of them. Yeah. From you are a group of unserious people. One of you will be anointed to suddenly remobilize you and lead you into anointing,
yes.
And lead you into the ministry gifts and lead you into church building,
yes.
Anointings and church building capacities. I can sense a leader. The leaders are coming. They are rising from among us here. Leaders are being born right now. Right now, at this moment, leaders are being born. Baskati basunta katsata pakata satapayata satababa. Something has begun. A fire is burning. Ayanda didaba laba. place your hand on your tummy, on your stomach, because the rivers are about to flow. Asiatia patuna, ashantas katasa, ashtantas katasa, ashtantas katasa, ashtantas katasa, ashtantas katakapa, patasa tatita pata, asantani mosita, abasantini basute, abasantini masata, antalabas, atalabas, atalabas, andada baba. Let the rivers flow, let the rivers flow, let the rulers be born, let the leaders, let the governors, new power, new anointing, let it flow, let it flow. Ayandalabasa, itia sataba, ayayabadia santanine, la baba baba. Anointed pastors, lady pastors who are going to build churches, they are coming right now. Evangelists, the ladies are being anointed right now. The ladies are being anointed right now. Right now, the ladies, the girls, the girls, the girls. There's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. Catch it, catch it, catch the fire, 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 catch the fire. Natsatabaya, itiatasa, ayada zatala. Itas itasa atiata salaba itasa musa intinimas ayayayayayaya itanima itanimama ayabada baba ayabada. Place your hand there, keep it there. Power is being released, anointings are being released, mantles are being born. Shunima. At least seven of you are receiving new gifts. New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
New gifts.
Zataba. Ikabos. Ayada. Sobri. Sobri. Yadaba. Yababa. There's a living anointing. There's a living anointing. It is blowing. It's blowing. Ayababa. There's power. A certain young boy. A certain young boy. The power of God is hitting you right now. Ayabata basatabaka. Ayada baba. Take it. Take it.
Yes.
Take it. Fire.
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 Fire. Fire. Take it. It's new. It's new. Many of you are being born again into the ministry. There's a rebirth. I said there is a rebirth. Receive fire.
I receive fire.
I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. Take it. It's coming. It's rising. I see the levels rising. I see the levels rising. I see power. It's called momentum. It's called momentum. I said it's called momentum. Let it hit you. I hit you with it. I move you with it. I transform you with it. Catch it. Catch it. It's a gift. Some preachers have been born. Some preachers have been born. Some preachers. 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 Labaskata. Labrasata. Ayayayayabayantada bayanta. Ayayaba. Yataba. 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 Preach. Preach. It's yours. It's preaching. It's a preaching gift. Ayadai, 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 ayadai. Aitabasuta ba talaba. Yatalaba santalaba ba. Iyaba yanda yandalaba. Inda 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 sataba sata. Ayabaya is coming to you. Somebody is just, I see somebody, you have received three gifts right now. Three gifts right now. Three gifts right now. One. Two, three, three gifts, three gifts, three gifts, three ministry gifts, three in one. My God, my God, my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Put them down, put them down. Ya dama satala baba, ya tiasia tabasa, itinanina, itinanina, sundabi baba, atiade. Tudabe. Tudabe. Yadaba. La Baba. Spirits. Spirits.
Yes, Master.
Spirits.
Spirits. Master.
Spirits. Angels. Spirits. Angels. Spirits. Angels. 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 Listen, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Some of you are receiving. I hear that ears are being opened now. Ears are being opened. Lift your hands. That's it. Leave it. Yes. Lift your hands. It's coming to you. There's a power in this room now. A fire is starting from Ketase. My God. One. I hear now that ears are being unstopped. Ears. You will hear. One. Two. Three. Take it now as your portion in the ministry. Take it now. Ears open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Ears open. Shotaba. Shada. Three young boys are being called into the apostolic ministry. Breaking grounds. It will start as friendship. I hear it will start as friendship. But God is putting you together as a team. Lift your hands. It's coming now. It's coming now. Some girls are joining now. I saw three guys, but some girls have joined the group. Lift your hands, everybody. If you belong to that group, the power of God is about to hit you right now. The power of God is about to hit you right now. If you belong to that group, if you belong to that group, take it right now. Yes. 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 Yataba yataba baba. Ayayayayayaya. Lift your hands. Ephata. Ephata. Be opened. Be opened. Be opened. Be opened. Be opened. Be opened. Be open. Be open. Be opened. open, 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 so you can hear. God has delivered you from evil. From evil coming, you've been delivered.
Baba, Imre Nelemos, Yatali Mama, La Chandele Mama, La Ban Mandele Mama, Sakatole Mama, Zemeri Mande, Imanderi Mamo, Librandi Vini Santele Mamo, Lampandole Mika Panele Mana, Ayele Vele Mamando, Shabale Mamanda La Mama, Alebre Vele Mandalia, Le Pandiri Miko Santaya, Mampaniri Antala Baba, Mekele Mika Payano, La Chandela Basitele Mama, Oh, sitere mayandere de baya, azonde ni kabala, lobo ni bande ni banda, ande la 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 Sateri bayandeni midala, Amando, Imbere me kudama, Mashandele mama manzande, Mandele mashandele mama bande, Likandele mama manzande, Le koto do, Le bando yamana manade, Lo sande, mandele ma, malema, lo shibri dele ya mandala lama, maka bandele lebele bela baba, le pambole rebosi anta kabadaba, la mandele lebele malebe kabadamanda, ale mandele lebele be kabadamanda, ale ma sante rebe mana makabanda, ala mandole ma, mana ma sande, le penere lebe kabadamanda, Le pondolo bosuta ya mandala manda, mandelele le badamo sete ke bayanda, alanta kaprianda la basata kabadama, ampandele le beka basanta kabadabanda, imperi le boshi dala le anda la mande, malele mama mandele la mandele mande, imololo bosu paya nini makabandele, ipini anda la labanda la babrande, libri balamando, zambalele makabalamande, Balabande leleba kabalamande, ibalabazambe lebalama kabalamande, ipalalamande leba balabande, ishemere le mandala lamande, lipandoli mama mando lebanende, iseka panianda lalamanda, labrido, ibanemene, ibanemande, ipenelo, iseketa, ishemeleba, lomunele mama mande, ipaho, Alombele, 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 mayandole mama, mandala mama, masadole le mandala la mandala mama, masandele le mandala la mandala ba, imbele le mende, limbele le bele 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 be, le pabo, la shada, la bada, la bada, la bada, mande kwandi ni mikosa tayame, la zonde, le 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 zonde, izele bebe, izele bebe, izele bebe, izele bebe, izele bebe, andala baza mana manda, ila mandele lebe 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 ne, asando lele mukabala mamanda, asaga mamana mamanda, la baba baza mana manda. Manza manda la la mana manda, la mili le manda la mana manda, sende le le mende anda la manda, akiri manda la manda manda, zale mala mana la la manda, zale mama mala mala manda, ika mala la maza mala manda, limbe buri manda la la manda manda manda, limbe 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 manda la la manda la manda la manda, akamali le manda la la manda la manda. Samali limanda la la mande, halo mande 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 be, halelianda la la ba, halo le mande le le ba, sokiri mande la la mande, limbo le liama la mande la la, santo le le mele mende, imbele le le mele yande, oh, shabala la mande limano, sokiri manda la la ma, la bele bele le bele be, ripalianda la la ma, santo le ba. La prima na la manda li amana manda, sata kanini ni mi anda la manda, le kanini mi kana ni anda la la, oli mama masanda la manda, le bebe le bele manda la manda, le bele le manda la manda manda, lo bele le be, lo bele le be, lo bele le be, le bele le bele be, ikabu ni bala, makoni ni biye le bele be, la pani mani ande le be. Lishani ribika lo derema la sata kamanda la la ba la manda la 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 ba lebele 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 le pamana mandele lebele le pandoli amanda la la mama makabana mana manda le mama mana mose mana mande lebele 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 lebele
your hands. Father, let your thank you for this new level. as your hands are lifted, you are receiving codes. You are receiving codes. Codes. And the supreme code is becoming your supreme guide. The supreme code is becoming your supreme guide. It determines the step you take. It determines the words you speak. It determines the environment you flow in. And now I declare in the name of Jesus that your ministry has entered a new level. Your ministry has entered a new dimension. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.